Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, there must be a chicken here. And today, Carrie Kasem, man. Look at you, baby. Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Yes. Yeah. One of the few people in Hollywood that doesn't have a sex tape out yet, right?
Yeah. You know, that's in my business plan.
Now, is it just because one doesn't exist or you haven't released it yet?
No,
or?
I would never do that. I would never do that. In fact, I remember this one time.
Why would you never do that?
I was making out with somebody, and so they had a camera on me, and I remember getting so mad. I wasn't naked or anything. So angry that somebody would do that to me. And I was like, what are you? I remember just losing it on them. Like, it's not okay. I don't know. It's just not okay with me.
See, I think today, in today's society, it is okay for people to have sex tapes out there and for people to still have, you know, some respect or make some money and enjoy yourself.
I don't know about the respect, but they definitely make money. That's for sure.
Yeah, they make a lot of money. Now, that's Gina Grad, who is our producer and news chick and screener and whatever else she puts on her business card. Is that in your plan eventually to put one of those sex tapes together?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm working on one now, but the only reason why it's taking so long to come out is because there's different camera shots, so I'm having a hard time editing it in iMovie.
Okay.
So I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Are you going to put it up on YouPorn, or are you actually going to try it for like a distribution?
XTube.
Okay.
All right, but there's been a lot of famous people have done this. You know, Pam Anderson has one out with Bret Michaels
and Tommy Lee.
And Tommy, she's got two out there.
Yeah.
Well, so she's got Pamela Anderson and then PA2.
Yeah, I didn't think the Bret Michaels came out, or it didn't. Not all of it was released. I can't remember. I can't remember what it was. Was with her.
Which is the one where she was in the boat?
That's Tommy.
Oh, that's Tommy.
Yes.
Okay, because I saw that one.
I love you, Tommy. I love you, Tommy.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was pretty impressive of Tommy, man.
I thought she was more impressive. Her body is perfect. It looks like a doll.
Yeah, those are two good-looking people, man.
Yeah.
Or one good-looking, you know, chick and a guy who can really bring it home.
Right, right.
But then Pamela Anderson, she did one with Bret Michaels, the singer. We both see him. Poison, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a soundtrack to her. To her newest porno.
Kind of sounds like.
Is she gonna do another one? Why doesn't she just officially become a porn star?
Well, she's actually doing that new show on E.
She is?
Yeah, she has a reality show, but she's not calling it reality. It's called documentary.
Ooh.
Is it what she called it? An observatory documentary.
Now people are going to start messing with the names.
Exactly.
Jesus,
the reality shows. Right. Ocu-decry or something like that. Mentory-ish.
Doesn't matter.
She's in the bathtub the whole time telling the stories, and then it kind of flashes back with her camcorder and everything that she's
done. Oh, okay. I'll probably watch that. Yeah. Bob Crane from Hogan's Heroes. I don't remember seeing that one.
Mm.
Dustin Diamond from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I remember that.
Didn't see that one either. I don't remember seeing... what did he play? Screech, right?
Yes.
On Saved by the Bell? Now, I don't know. Is that a turn-on for chicks? I mean, if you were to see Dustin Diamond getting it going?
To me, it's
isn't he the
not
last
on
guy on Saved by the Bell you'd want to see hitting it?
But even the good-looking ones, like Rob Lowe, it's just there's something unattractive about it when they've put themselves on tape.
Wait, you didn't like the Rob Lowe one?
I just... There's something about somebody who puts themselves on tape having sex. The mindset of you saying, "Let me watch this back, me having sex with you," is just I don't get it. And I'm sure because I know a lot of people who do like that. I've had boyfriends who've wanted to do that. It's not like it's a sick or demented. It just turns me off.
Wow, look at you. All right,
it's not for me.
So you're never going to do one of these.
I will never, ever.
Now,
I was filmed secretly, I do not have anything out there.
All right, now are you not going to put one out there because of the shame that'll bring to your father and your parents, or you just
don't
like it?
As soon as the parents are gone, I'm going to make one. Yeah.
But see, here's what you should do. You should make one now, and then when the parents go, you can
right.
release it.
So I look good.
Yeah,
because I'm aging.
Well,
fast.
you don't want one. I mean, you're not going to make as much money if you do one at 48.
But you know what I could do is those lights that like blast out your face, like that Angeline. She made a documentary, and she's like a white light,
right?
So you only see her eyes and her nose and a little bit of the lips,
right?
And it's like blasted, and then I just get the implants in, and nobody can
go to town.
Nobody can tell.
All right, but I think you should definitely do it. It's a great way to get a lot of jobs.
You know, Tim, I'll think about that.
I mean, you know, Tanya Harding had one out. Kelsey Grammer,
Stallone.
Kelsey Grammer sued Internet Entertainment Group under the mistaken impression that it had purchased a tape from Grammer's former girlfriend. Oh, yeah. I see.
Well, what about Vern Troyer?
Oh, yeah.
Vern Troyer.
And then, Mini-Me, right?
Right. And then, you know, who else had one, but they stopped it, was, that Irish actor, Colin Farrell, with a playmate, and Nicole something or other. And she threatened to put it out, and she was going to, and make a lot of money, and he stopped her.
What about, also Paris Hilton, obviously, yeah, she's had one out.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and I think Paris Hilton, that tape probably pushed her over the edge and made her even more famous than she would have been.
Do you think she's like a porn star that's kind of gone mainstream? What is it? What is that?
I don't know.
Is that the way to do porn? And, you know, I didn't mean to. It's not what I wanted. I didn't want that tape out.
Her fame is really unexplainable to a lot of other people who come from foreign lands. You know, and they come over here from, you know, Thailand or China or India, and they go, hey, why is Paris Hilton famous? Like, your guess is as good as mine, dude. But I'm sure that there are a lot of other tapes circulating out there. Or tapes that are about to circulate of chicks that are in Hollywood. You know, because everybody's got access to at least a camcorder.
Sure.
Or a cell phone that you can shoot video on.
Right.
And or hidden cameras. You've seen how small these things
Absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely. John Wayne Bobbitt made money. Just being a normal guy. Just made money because, you know, Lorena Bobbitt chopped it off. And then he went and he did, I think it was two or three different movies?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Made some good money there.
Yeah. I mean, hey, listen, if that guy's doing it, a guy who has, who had his penis cut off, then there's no reason that Randy Wang shouldn't do one, you know?
He
should get out there and hit it.
It's my next career venture.
Yeah, by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look great with that party hat on.
Yeah.
If you would have said something or give me a heads up or Gina.
Oh, you're
Tim,
fine.
You know, please. If anyone of you would have said, hey, it's Randy's birthday, I would have gotten you a little card, a little something, something.
Right.
You know, maybe brought in my portable karaoke machine.
Maybe after the show we can make a sex tape.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I don't know if I'd pay for that one. I really don't.
Really?
I don't know. Really? I don't know. I know both of you so well.
Yeah.
I don't think I could see that happening.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure there are a lot of these other tapes circulating out there. And again, this is only rumor. But what rumors have you heard of other tapes that are out there? All right. And other chicks you'd like to see do this. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. Other sex tapes out there to be rumored. And again, I read a couple of rumors on the internet that there are, you know, tapes out there of and I won't say who this is, but one of the stars of Friends.
Really?
Yeah. There's a tape out there. I'm not going to say if it's a man or a girl.
Oh, I think I read that too.
But there's a rumor going around that one of the stars of Friends has a tape out there.
You know who also has been rumored is Britney Spears. You've always heard that throughout the years.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You've always heard that, but nothing has ever come out. So.
All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I think it would be a smart idea for our very own Heidi Hamilton to put one out there.
Like with her girlfriend?
Yeah, with the girlfriend or some hot chick, you know? Because there's really no good lesbian celebrity porn out there, right?
Yeah, you know.
Lesbians.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of playmates doing it. A lot of playmates on tape.
Yeah, but they really got into the business
because of it,
anyway. They're nude.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about people who have, and I hate to say legitimate jobs, because I think the porno industry is a legitimate job. But people who have jobs that aren't in the porno industry or are not, you know, posing for Playboy or Penthouse, the rumors flying around are perhaps chicks, that you'd like to see in these tapes. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Heidi's hot.
Yeah,
I
Heidi
have to say, there's
one.
Something so sexy about her, and she's got a slamming body.
Yeah, like, it works
really
on it,
good
I guess.
Body. No, I think she's gotten better looking over the years. I don't know if you've noticed that, but just really, I don't know, sexy.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
honey.
Heidi. Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish.
Come here, sit over here.
You know what we should do is you should put a tape out, a videotape out of you with your new latest crazy experiment in trying to get healthy.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I am actually doing right now, I'm in the middle, this is no joke, of doing a tip book of all the things I've done and what it's done for me, where to find it, how much it is, everything. Because you always get tip books and then you're like, well, how do I do it? Where do I go? So it's all the crazy tips that I've ever given people that have worked. And,
but I'm talking about the colonics.
Oh, I'm definitely putting the colonics in there.
Because there'd be, I mean, if you did a videotape of you getting a colonic, there's a niche group there
like
of,
no.
of guys.
Yeah, that's not what I'm going to do. Excuse me.
Yeah, I would do it on your off days. I don't know why you have a colonic and then you come to work. You know what I mean?
I didn't have one today.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it certainly sounds like you did.
Well, that was yesterday.
All right.
And it's just, you know, the gas just keeps going. Sorry.
Yeah, Carrie's into colonics now. And if you did that on videotape, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't.
Yeah.
There's a niche group out there. There's a group of dudes out there and guys and chicks out there that like to see that.
I believe you. It's just not going to happen now. I did try and get your wife to come with me.
Yeah,
we'll
she's going to go?
Maybe she will. Oh. I think you should go.
Don't start with my. Every time my wife listens to you on the air, she's off to Whole
smart.
Foods and
she's smart.
Buying more crap.
She's smart. She's a smart lady.
Oh, man.
Off to Whole Foods and buying more stuff. But that's you know, every time you come on with your candidas or, you know.
Colonics.
Right, the whole thing, man. She just runs that store.
Yeah.
It's like, and then you tell her the next week that you're off of it. You're no longer doing that.
Oh, no,
you're
I'm on
something
yeast.
Else.
I'm still
get
on
out
yeast.
Here
come on
yeast.
Now.
All right, other rumors then of tapes that exist out there. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Jason and Chino, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
All right, what's happening with you, dude?
Hey, nothing much. Most disturbing one I've ever seen was China from the WWE.
Ooh.
Wait, that's out there?
That's out there. It's called One Night in China.
Ooh.
Is it really?
Oh, my God, it's horrible. It legitimately looks like a homosexual porn tape.
Oh,
my God.
She's so big and bulky, you know? I mean, she's a big old muscular woman.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't heard of it. I mean, that's
so weird.
I guess
she went on Howard Stern to promote it. Is that right?
Yeah. It was horrible.
So it wasn't a turn on at all, huh?
It would be a turn on for people up in San Francisco, but not for me.
Was she larger down there than most women? You know how they say if you take a lot of steroids, you kind of get big down there?
Well, it was done through like the same means that Paris Hilton did with the night vision.
Oh.
Wait a minute, is she on steroids?
Oh, come on.
The China?
Oh, she's on everything. Didn't you watch Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew?
I missed that one.
Oh, she is.
Didn't she come on with? Oh no, she didn't come on with us. The other chick, who was the chick that was married to Stallone, the big tall blonde?
Oh, Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think she came on with us, and was it China? Was it China that said she was off alcohol? No, that was Brigitte Nielsen, right? I think it was Brigitte Nielsen.
She got her whole face done. She got a whole facelift. She's lost weight, liposuction, everything redone. She actually looks really good again.
Well, Brigitte came on with us, and she said, you know, it was Brigitte Nielsen that said she was no longer, you know, drinking and she had a problem.
I don't believe any of that.
If it's not, I apologize, but I think it was her. And I said, you'll be back on booze before you know it. And she got really pissed off.
Ooh.
She got really.
You said that to a recovering
alcoholic? I mean, listen, if they had a sense of humor, they'd just go, F you, and they'd, you know, press on.
Right.
But she got real crazy, man.
That's too bad.
Real good and crazy. Which leads me to believe, you know, if you start getting crazy when people say, you'll get back on
booze.
That
you're already thinking about doing it anyway.
You're already back on
you're
it.
Calling it. You know? You're calling it. Exactly.
Yeah, please. All right, let's talk to Brooke in Granada Hills. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, man.
It's been a long time. I've been gone for about a year and a half. It's great to hear you. And for Carrie Kasem, I used to call in all the time.
Oh, cool.
Both your shows.
Thank
hey, whatever happened to Whitman? Is he maybe he's doing one of these porn tapes?
Yeah, I talked to him the other day, and he didn't mention it.
Maybe you should suggest
knows?
It. You know?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, you know, I heard when the screener came on, she said, you know, you can go to a website, I guess, that he has. So, you know, maybe there's some streaming video on it.
Yeah, right. All right, yeah, go to whathappenedtowhitman.com. Is that site still up for a little while? All right. Yeah, whathappenedtowhitman.com. I don't want to sit here and explain it every, 2 weeks for guys have been gone for a year and a half. Here's the deal. If you want to know what happened to people who used to be on the station, then don't move out of town. Stay in town and keep listening, and you'll eventually catch it.
Aww. Get your freaking ass together here!
The web.
Please.
The web.
Oh, yeah. Or listen on the web. But don't leave town. Don't move out of town and come back and expect everybody to catch you up. You know, it's your duty when you're out of town to stay on top of things. Please. All right, talk to Andrew real quick. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Not bad. How you doing?
Well,
hey, by the way,
I can
only do this about 200 more times, then I got to move on.
Oh, damn it.
All
okay.
Right. How you doing?
I'm completely befuddled about the worst movie online show I've ever seen, and my girlfriend showed it to me.
What is it?
And where did he find it?
I don't remember where she found it. It's called the BME Pain Olympics, and a guy videotapes himself cutting off his own penis and ripping out his balls.
Oh,
wow. What an afternoon.
Yeah, you think it was real, or do you think it could have been special effects, or was it real?
Oh, it looked real, because he definitely, it looked like he could feel it.
Wow, is that right?
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ, man.
I hope he got
enough money. You know, he got paid well for that.
I hope so, but yeah. I'm pretty sure he didn't survive that.
I don't know if I'd do that for, well, I don't know. I mean, if somebody gave you $1 billion to do that, I think you'd almost have to do it. You'd be an idiot not to, you know? $1 billion?
$1 billion to rip off your own penis and then
rip out your schnatz? Yeah.
Yeah.
$1 billion?
You would do that for $1 billion?
A B with a B?
Are you
crazy? Kidding me?
You would never do that.
I would do it in a heartbeat for $1 billion.
There's not enough therapy in this world that would piece you back together after you did that to yourself.
It doesn't matter. I'll be doing coke from every orifice in the suite at the Las Vegas Hilton, enjoying myself.
You know what? I might believe you if you didn't have your kid.
she'll be fine. I'll set her up with $100 million, and she can get the best therapy. And then she can, after a while, she'll just be deaf to the other kids on the playground going, "Your dad cut off his penis. Your dad cut off his penis."
How much do you think Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie could sell a sex tape for?
Well, they sold pictures of their twins, their kids, for $14 million.
Did it get to $14
million? Yeah, $14
million. But then every single penny they made, they put it into their charities. They didn't even do it. People Magazine had to do it, so they didn't get the,
So People Magazine put it into their charity?
No, whatever the charities that they said to put it in, they did it, because if they would have given it to them, they'd have to pay taxes. So they put all the money, every single cent, into all the charities that they have. I think New Orleans and, out in Africa and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
but it freaks me out a little, because those kids will always be known as the $14 million babies.
They're going to get, I thought it was smart, because any photographer that got the first picture of those kids, we're going to make the money. Probably not 14, but a lot of money. So why give it to one cockroach that's been following them around?
Yeah, but who's into that? I mean, how much would you pay to see a picture of those kids?
Would you
pay $2 for a magazine to see those kids?
I bought it.
Jesus Christ. Did you really? You bought it?
A little more than $2, Tim.
How much was it?
I think it was, $3.75, $4. I don't know.
It was a regular copy of People Magazine?
It was the People that just came out.
And you bought it just to see those twins?
I did.
Jesus Christ.
I did. But I also bought it because I knew
Jones?
Listen, all the money went to charity. It did. And I love them. I love that couple.
Jesus
I do.
Christ.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I do. I think it's great that they are such humanitarians. But
All right. When we come back, Paris Hilton has responded to John McCain's, political commercial, putting her and Britney Spears into his political commercial about Barack Obama and his celebrity around the world. And she has now officially responded to that in her own video. And we'll play that for you when we come back. And I can't believe that we're only 90 days away from the election. And Paris Hilton is basically telling us who to vote for and what to vote for.
Jesus Christ.
Nobody's going to listen to her, except the kids that are too young to vote.
I think you'll be surprised what her stance is on this. I think you'd be surprised.
I want to see.
Okay. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem is with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem's with us. Mm-hmm. And there was an ad that came out by our good friend, John McCain, or your good friend. You're a big Republican. Huh? And he was talking about Britney Spears, comparing Britney Spears and Paris Hilton to Obama's fame.
Right.
Saying he's the most famous person in the world. And then, you know, basically the ad was saying there's no substance behind that fame. So Paris Hilton now has responded to the John McCain ad. Here we go.
Hey, America, I'm Paris Hilton, and I'm a celebrity, too. Only I'm not from the olden days, and I'm not promising change like that other guy. I'm just hot. But then that wrinkly white-haired guy used me in his campaign ad, which I guess means I'm running for president. So thanks for the endorsement, white-haired dude. And I want America to know that I'm, like, totally ready to lead. And now I want to present my energy policy for America. Barack wants to focus on new technologies to cut foreign oil dependency. And McCain wants offshore drilling. Well, why don't we do a hybrid of both candidates' ideas? We can do limited offshore drilling with strict environmental oversight, while creating tax incentives to get Detroit making hybrid and electric cars. That way, the offshore drilling carries us until the new technologies kick in, which will then create new jobs and energy independence. Energy crisis solved. I'll see you at the debates, bitches. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go pick out a vice president. I'm thinking Rihanna. I'll see you at the White House. Oh, and I might paint it pink. I hope that's cool with you guys. Bye.
That's pretty cool. I love this part right here.
Independence. Energy crisis solved. I'll see you at the debates, bitches.
I'll see you at the debates, bitches.
Now, you know what? I happen to believe her. I think that's the best energy policy.
Whoever wrote that for her is phenomenal.
So
it's just phenomenal.
Drill off the coast and for, you know,
perfect.
Make these guys in Detroit build better cars. Do everything.
Sure.
Build nuclear power plants. Build them all. We need a lot of energy in this country. But I think she has a pretty good plan
that
there.
That was a great retort.
It really is.
Whatever publicist came up with that is brilliant. They deserve every single dollar that she is paying them.
Yeah, she does. It's not like, you know what? She could have just had her publicist come out and say, you know what? Paris Hilton is extremely upset at the John McCain people.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No.
They made fun of it. And she's got to walk a fine line, this Paris Hilton. Because she doesn't want to come off as being anti-Obama because all the young people that are her big fans, they're all Obama supporters.
Sure.
And she doesn't want to piss off her parents who are big McCain supporters and Republicans. So because, you know, listen, that's going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I think she is one of the sole. Is she the sole heir?
No. They have to split
brothers
it many different ways.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy. But she wants to, I think she did it perfectly there and walked the fine line between those two.
I agree. I thought she did. It was perfect.
All right. What do you think about, and I can't believe we're doing this, man, with 90 days left before the election. What do you think about Paris Hilton's approach to, Paris Hilton's approach to our energy? What do you think about Paris Hilton's energy policy?
Jesus Christ.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And I hate to say it, but so far amongst the two candidates and Paris Hilton amongst those three people, Paris Hilton has the best energy policy that I've heard so far.
You know what? It's very true, and that's what they're going to do anyways. I'm sorry. But
it may not be.
Of course, that's what's going to happen. Everybody's coming out in 2009 with the hybrids. In 10, 11, everything's going to be hybrid, or it's going to be electric.
And they're going to start drilling off these coasts.
And they're drilling anyways. They need petroleum for other things, not necessarily gas. I mean, the textile industry is one of the biggest users of petroleum out there. So,
is that right?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. All right. Yeah. All right. What do you think about Paris Hilton's energy plan? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And if you missed the details, here it is again.
And now I want to present my energy policy for America. Barack wants to focus on new technologies.
And by the way, I love the fact that her publicist wrote this and they made it her energy policy.
It's great.
Yeah, it's not, I have an idea for one. It's mine. It's Paris Hilton's energy policy.
I love it.
And now I want to present my energy policy for America. Barack wants to focus on new technologies to cut foreign oil dependency. And McCain wants offshore drilling. Well, why don't we do a hybrid of both candidates' ideas? We can do limited offshore drilling with strict environmental oversight while creating tax incentives to get Detroit making hybrid and electric cars. That way, the offshore drilling carries us until the new technologies kick in, which will then create new jobs and energy independence. Energy crisis solved. I'll see you at the debates, bitches.
I have a whole new respect for her after that. I really do. I thought she was a dope before.
The best thing she's ever done.
She
that is the best thing.
She's at least shown she has a sense of humor, or whoever wrote it, made her display a sense of humor.
Guaranteed, somebody said, is watching her every move because she's smart about publicity.
Yeah, but what
she's
if she
very
wrote
smart
this
about
for herself?
That.
Is that possible?
No way in hell.
How do you know?
There's
you
no
know
way.
Her?
This woman did not write that. She has a writer, definitely. I doubt it even was even the publicist. It might have been the publicist's idea. They got a writer, and somebody definitely put that together.
All right, but I don't know. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she may have written it herself.
And now I want to present my energy policy for America. Barack wants to focus.
All right, here's the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Yeah, it's a little different than what you're going to get at KBC and KFI. It's not hitting it over the head with, what do you think about Obama and Stop Obama and F. McCain? It's Paris Hilton's energy policy.
I guarantee you they play this on the AM talk stations. I guarantee you. This is entertainment. This is entertaining.
I bet you,
but they took another take on it. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it is the best energy policy I've heard so far. Because John McCain's energy policy, I've not heard what it is, but I imagine it's more of the same. Let's drill. Let's keep going.
Sure,
which I'm up for
drill,
that.
Drill. But people are, everybody is up for the hybrid and changing over some of the energy. That's for sure.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but I'm also up for the new technologies, too. But we can't sit around and wait for the new technologies. You know, they said, well, if we start drilling now, it's going to take 10 years before we see any oil. Well, that's BS. Because it may be 10 years before you see any oil, but just because George Bush said, I'm going to, allow this to go back to Congress and let's debate on whether we, can drill offshore, the price of gas has gone down 25 cents.
But this is the thing, Tim. There has been, and it's available now and it has been since the Kennedy era, new alternative fuel choices that we just haven't gone because the oil business and the gasoline business is so big, there's no way they're going to let us use alternative fuel up until now, up in, when they can create it and they can start to produce the biofuels and the hydroelectric engines and the electric engines. It's a bunch of BS. There was hemp oil that was running cars back in the Kennedy era, and they shut them down. Who killed the electric car? Great documentary.
Yeah,
they shut down the oil companies. Shut down the electric cars. I'm telling you,
I don't buy all those conspiracy theories.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
The red car was shut down by the tire companies.
EV1 was one of the best electric cars ever made, and they bought them all up and destroyed them. I'm telling you, the gasoline companies squashed it.
Well, I think they had a problem with those EV1s.
No. I don't know.
The problem was you can't. Nobody in Los Angeles or in Southern California is going to drive for 4 hours and then, have to sit next to an outlet for 8 hours.
Well, there were plug-ins. Didn't you see that everywhere you went in malls
and
everywhere?
Yeah, but who has the time to do that?
It was happening. But let me tell you, what the problem was? The oil companies weren't going to make any money off of it. That's the problem, Tim.
All right, well, let's get them in on it then so they can make some dough as well. All right, let's talk to Eric in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's up, dude?
All right, so I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware that that's actually very similar to Obama's energy policy that Paris Hilton was talking about.
Well, up until recently, it was. I mean, he was against offshore drilling up until recently.
Yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely right. But then one of the stances that he has said is that in an effort to try and work with more green energy to get, this off the ground, he would work with limited offshore drilling as a way to kind of bridge a gap between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right, so, which is a great idea. But that was that's not what he ran on against Hillary Clinton. He ran on no offshore drilling whatsoever.
That's true, but we're kind of past the days of Hillary Clinton. She's kind of yesterday's news at this point anyway.
Everybody's flip-flops.
I kind of say that it's Paris Hilton's energy policy when it's really similar to what Barack is running right now. It's a little bit of a... It's not like she was the first person to come up with this idea, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Are you
challenging
our topic?
Although I got to admit, it was a very funny commercial.
Well, she may have not have been the first one to come up with it exactly the way that she put it, but she's the first one that's articulated it for people who are layman's, put it in layman's terms, where everyone can now understand what the other two candidates may want to do.
Well, other than the fact that, like I said, recently, I mean, it just happened about a week. He made his shift to policy a little bit, and you know it's a good one. But
yeah, he's shifted a couple of policies, and
get that from both. So.
Yeah, I know. Every candidate does that. They run.
Sure.
You know, the Republican candidate runs far right until they get the nomination, then they move towards the center.
You know, Colbert or Stewart, and I can't remember which one I was watching, did a split screen of Obama and McCain and saying certain things and then absolutely switching. It was like 2 years ago he said this and then he says the exact opposite.
I know. They're all such frauds.
It's unbelievable. They'll say whatever to get elected and they don't run the country anyways. It's their cabinet and all the big business.
Yes.
So it's just a bunch of, it's so weird. It's like gets the country all together to vote for this guy.
But who thinks that it's news that politicians are lying?
But but it surprises me how people really trust and they put all their trust into it, and it's really going to happen. Things are going to change. The only thing that's going to change is what big business has told the cabinet, whatever the government that they need. That's it. We need a war. Let's put in a Republican. And we need the environmental policies. Let's put in the Democrat. Right. I mean, it's not as simple as that. But it's true.
And by the way, the guy who just called one of Obama's plans is to take the profits from the five big oil companies in the United States and divide them up amongst the people living in this country.
He wants
to take the profits that ExxonMobil has made over the last year and take that money and give it to people for their home oil and their gasoline.
Barack Robin Hood Obama?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening here?
I can't believe that I heard that, and that was coming from a politician running for president of this country. You're going to take the profits from a company.
It's just disgusting.
Oh,
that's scary. That's
right.
So communistic. And, I mean, are you kidding me?
It's 100%.
Did he really say that?
I
didn't hear that.
Randy will play it for
it
you.
Ain't going to get
is,
one more
f-ing
listener.
Terrifying.
All right. Yeah, you said it yesterday. Here it is. It's Barack Obama talking about taking the profits from ExxonMobil.
I can't believe this is him.
$1,000 emergency energy rebate that would go out to families this fall to cover rising prices, not only in gas, but also in home fuel. And that's why I'm proposing that we pay for the rebate by taxing the windfall oil profits of companies like ExxonMobil.
What?
Jesus Christ.
These guys who run ExxonMobil have to just have, their eyes must be crossed.
It makes me angry that they did make $12 billion profit in the last 3 months.
$12
billion profit when they're saying that they're not making anything. The barrels, the oil is going up and they can't afford it. But yet they grossed $12 billion.
I think it was even higher than that. It was like 15.
Well, in 3 months, it was $12 billion. All right, that's what
I heard.
A lot
of money.
Unreal.
But that's what companies should do. That's what companies are supposed to do. CBS does it. NBC does it. Or General Electric does it. Viacom does it. Sumner Redstone, his job is to make as much money for CBS as possible.
But it's destroying the country. I mean, part of it, it's really hurting our economy and hurting people right now. The trucking business, the airline industries, airlines are shutting down. The fuel that, where people and companies need fuel are really taking a hit.
I think
it's bringing the country down.
There'll be a lot more oil and a lot more gasoline if they allow us to drill off the coast and if they build some new refineries.
So, Tim, let me ask you this. You think?
I think
if
they
we
should
really
drill
start drilling.
Drill over in the tar pits across the street.
But if
there's
start,
oil, I can see it every time I drive to work. It's sitting in that tar pit.
It's not going to lower anything. It's not going to lower anything.
Well, I mean, they should build another refinery. When's the last time they built a refinery in the United
it's
States?
It's been a very, very,
like
very,
25
very long
or 35
time.
Years.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Folks. There's a lot more people here. Build the refineries. Mm. Let's go. All right, Paris Hilton's energy policy is official. It's out there. And I think it's better or as good as John McCain's or Barack Obama's. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and Kerry Kasem is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
And now I want to present my energy policy for America. Barack wants to focus on new technologies to cut foreign oil dependency, and McCain wants offshore drilling. Well, why don't we do a hybrid of both candidates' ideas? We can do limited offshore drilling with strict environmental oversight while creating tax incentives to get Detroit making hybrid and electric cars. That way, the offshore drilling carries us until the new technologies kick in, which will then create new jobs and energy independence. Energy crisis solved. I'll see you at the debates, bitches.
We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. And I was looking up gas prices because a lot of people are complaining that the gas prices are too high. And I understand that if you're a trucker, if you're driving around all day long, but if you're just commuting to in the morning and then at night, it shouldn't be that much of a burden for you. Gas prices a year ago, August 3rd of 2007, were $2.82 a gallon. Now it's $3.82, so it's up a dollar.
Oh, I paid $4.16, but they're talking nationally?
This is nationally.
Yeah.
It's up a dollar nationally. So in 1 year, it went up $1. So if you drive and your car gets 20 miles of the gallon, like most cars do, then you're paying 5 cents more a mile. You should be able to afford that.
Me?
5 cents more a mile.
I can afford it. I just think it's a little
yeah,
high.
But I think when everyone says, well, we've decided not to go to Arrowhead this year because the gas prices are too high, I think that's BS when people say that.
I mean, I have to tell you, having an SUV is not fun because
I drive so much.
I drive so much.
But if you went, how far is Lake Arrowhead from here?
That's what, a couple hours?
It may be 100 miles.
Yeah.
I think. Is it 100 miles?
About probably less than 2 hours, yeah.
I think it's, let's say it's 100 miles.
Okay.
Or let's say you're going to Palm Springs, 100 miles. 100 miles at 5 cents a mile is $5, okay? So it's going to cost you $5 more to drive to Palm Springs than it did last year. You're going to kill a family vacation over $5? Then you know what? Then you shouldn't go, ever.
I am so bad at math. That you could tell me, you could write down all this stuff and tell me what you're saying, and I'm just going to, I wouldn't know whether to agree or not, because that doesn't sound right. The math sounds pretty much off if it's only $5 more.
Well, it's a dollar more than it was last year, a dollar a gallon.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you get 20 miles to the gallon. So you're paying a dollar more than you were paying last year.
Yeah.
So you're getting, it's basically 5 cents a mile. Because 20 times 5, if you had 20 nickels, that would be a dollar.
But it's a dollar. Okay, you know what? I'm going to sound like an absolute idiot because I can't. I'm just thinking if it's a dollar more a gallon, there's 20 gallons needed, 20 in,
in a tank.
Into 100, what, 5 times?
Right.
Isn't that going to be, if it's 100 miles, you're looking at a dollar on each gallon?
No, because your car is getting 20 miles to the gallon.
Right. But it's still another the gallon than 20 miles. How's it?
No, it's $5 more than it was last year. So if you drove 100 miles last year at $2.82 a gallon.
Yeah.
Now you drive 100 miles at $3.82. You're paying a dollar more. You're paying 5 cents more a mile.
Okay. So you're really, it's only going to be $5 more to drive that 100 miles.
Right. So if you paid $30 last year to drive, it'll be $35 this year.
Okay.
To drive
well, then,
to
Palm Springs.
Then that
really shouldn't stop anybody. But when you're dealing with the airline industry and you're dealing with like truckers and
oh, yeah.
And
listen, truckers are getting their asses
kicked.
Yeah, and I think that truckers should pay less for gas than you and I.
Yeah.
And I think that the airlines should also pay less than we pay for gas. And I think they do. I think jet fuel, they get a break on. But, I mean, can anybody argue with that? That it's a dollar, it's 20, it's 5 cents more a gallon, or 5 cents more a mile to drive. All right? And I think that's, how are you gonna tell your kids, hey, we're not going to Palm Springs this year. Why is that? Well, the gas prices. And then one of the sixth graders works it out and comes back in 10 minutes and goes, Dad, it's $5 more to get there and $5 more to get home.
Here, let me empty my piggy bank.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Can't we get there? I mean, I'll give you the $5, Dad, if you need it to get to Palm Springs. I mean, Christ, I know you're not Rockefeller, but please, we're not homeless either. When people complain that, you know, they're going on family vacation, even if you drive 1,000 miles, let's say you drive to Oregon, northern Oregon, like southern Washington, you drive 1,000 miles from L.A., then it would cost you $50 more to get there than it did last year.
That does not seem right, but I'm going to take your word for it. That's really not very much.
I think that's just right.
Not much at all.
That's what I'm saying. These people complaining about the gas prices don't do the actual math. And the actual math is it's only $1 more a gallon this year. So please, everybody calm down. Get back in those cars. But not on the 101 freeway. Because I like the fact that you a-holes have been staying off that 101 freeway, because now I breeze to work. So if you are on the 101, it's much more expensive. It's like $50 every mile on the 101. So stay off it. All right, we do the news at 9 o'clock every night with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news there, baby?
Well, Mary-Kate Olsen is ducking the LAPD, and a quick warning to lay off the 911 calls when you're gambling at those slot machines. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Wow, I got to remember to do that. All right, now we're going to play David Letterman's top 10 list, the top 10 things overheard at Barack Obama's birthday party. The top 10 things overheard at Barack Obama's birthday party.
It's such a coincidence because it's my birthday, too.
What's your favorite one today?
Number five.
All right. Stay tuned for it. It's David Letterman's top 10 list, Randy's favorite thing when he's high to listen to that list. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.